Com.
This is Booker T.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I'm Roddy Piper.
Hey, this is Shawn Michaels.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back inside the square circle to once again bring you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect, and damn proud of it.
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school, from the WWE.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Gail Kim.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Chrissy Annie, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
And the indie scene.
It's still real to me, damn it.
With your hosts.
This is not a door in a logical sense.
Tim Stein.
I'm not up on your young kid lingo.
Spug.
I was rowdy before rowdy got cool.
Mace.
City, I just can't stand.
And the Omega.
We got the
home! Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to prove yourself as long as you have an accent.
Yeah, baby. And welcome to WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We just finished watching Money in the Bank. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all, the WTR Network. And I should have been joined by Spug, but he died of a heart attack when Cena put on a good match. Supposed to be joined by Alan. He died of a heart attack when Punk actually won the title without a screw job. And I was supposed to be joined by Tim, but he died of old age. So I'm kind of here alone right now.
Well, you got me, the producer, so.
Oh, thank you, Rock.
I'm always here to help out, you know. That's me. I'm here to help out from time to time. What a show that was.
No kidding.
Man, that had people off their seats. And we want to hear from you guys tonight, 267-297-1397. Give us a call, because we want to hear from you. We'll take your tweets at twitter.com/wildtalkradio. And we'll take your emails, too, like we do all the time on this show. And apparently we have one right now. And I quote...
I'm back, motherfuckers!
Hey!
Recognize this voice from the past?
I know you.
Who are
that
you?
You're the New Zealand guy.
Eh, close enough. I'm too happy to give a shit about your cynicisms and your poorly made jokes like Tim Stein. I swear I was so close on the edge of my seat during that main event I was going to fall off the motherfucker.
My God, I'm running on like 2 hours sleep in the last 24. I was dead exhausted, dragged myself out of bed just so I could watch this pay-per-view. And, yeah, I have a surge of energy in me right now after that main event.
Holy crap, it was an epic main event. I tell you what. They delivered.
No kidding.
I tell you what, I need a clean-up rag and a smoke.
I think a lot of people have to do that one, and you know, they teased us the entire night, and whew.
It's a John Cena match that lived up to its hype.
Yeah, really.
How
it
does
did.
That happen?
He promised something and it delivered.
Cena broke out more than 4 moves. I'm surprised he still knows how to breathe after that.
I thought I saw 2 new ones in there somewhere.
We saw an abdominal stretch for the first time in how long?
Since Tim was 5. And that's a long time. Come on now.
This is, words not good coming out mouth, no dude.
Typing Bailey during the backstage chat, and now I can't spit out the words. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we should start here at the top of the show and tell you there is a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and his name is Christian. That's why we're all in a frenzy
right
now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You know, Orton, Christian, what, 85 at this point in time? I'm sure we'll get 86 tomorrow and then 87 on Friday.
That's the match that had us on the answer receipts. Orton, Christian. Come on now.
So awesome when he won the match by getting his nuts caved in.
And what was with that face after the match?
He went bushwhacker.
That is the best way to describe it. He went bushwhacker.
Surprised he didn't start flailing the arms up and down like the bushwhackers did at some point.
Easy now, that's a little bit too much emotion for Orton. It's a little too much.
Yeah. Well, he saw it happen when he tried to crack a smile.
I know.
It didn't quite work.
That was like un-Orton-like.
Yeah, it was like he actually had character development. Dun, dun, dun.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute, that was un-Viper-like.
Yeah. Mind you, I want to... what's the nearest hospital to the arena? Because I'm quite sure they've got a few new entries tonight.
All leg injuries.
Pretty much, and the most severe has to be The Miz.
Yeah.
Assuming that wasn't worked...
It didn't look worked.
He still hobbled back like it was actually in the script.
They had a shot of his knee. It was moved at least 3 to 4 inches to the right. That's not normal. Knees don't bend that way.
As I mentioned before, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/wildtalkradio. Currently trending is Punk Wins and Pepsi Plunge.
We were robbed.
Damn
them. Pepsi Plunge.
They were even set up for one.
Damn you, Triple H. Damn you to hell!
Idiot yeah. Son-in-law.
It's Doofus son-in-law. Get it right. Doofus son-in-law.
Doofus son-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, last thing I want to do is misquote Punk tonight.
Yeah, who the hell dare us misquote CM Punk, who basically has turned into a god in about a month.
No kidding. He went from the biggest heel to the biggest face, and he didn't do a damn thing different in order to accomplish it.
This is a very good fact.
Hey, he grabbed the microphone and turned it into a pipe bomb. Said it himself.
Yeah, let's go
Dropping
on that.
Dropping the truth bombs.
Yeah, let's go on to that for a minute, Mace. You've been silent for a month now.
What a time for me to go missing from the show. Fuck. Here it is. It's like I watch this and I'm going, I need to talk about this. Wait, I don't have access to the shows for 4 weeks. Fuck. Mind you, it's like, even worse, because I'm pulling up the archives of WTR and OWW Radio, and it's like, I want to put points out there and be a part of the show, and I can't.
But you're back now, you can be a part of the show and, you know, talk all about it.
I know, but it's no point now, because all the talking's over, Punk's won, and we're all happy about that.
Yeah, this
talking
is
over.
Talking is never over on Russell Talk Radio.
It's never over when it comes to CM Punk either.
This is very true. Let's talk about that match a little bit. The energy in the crowd. Let's start with that.
Going in order.
Yeah, we'll get around to everything. The energy in the crowd in that match.
Oh my god. There were so many times during that match where it sounded like the entire crowd wanted to do an anti-Cena chant, but they couldn't figure out which one they wanted to go with. Like everyone in that arena was just hyped up and wanted to be in there, and not a whole it was amazing to hear.
But you can also say that about the entire show. The crowd was really into it.
Well, it's Chicago. Like, that's a WWE city.
But at the same time, you gotta realize the one thing that I noticed during the usual, you know, let's go Cena, Cena sucks portion of the chanting was that all the women and little kids that usually overpower the guys were getting extremely overpowered by 9/10 of the crowd tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, let's go Cena! Cena sucks! It was like, well, fuck, okay.
Yeah, that's about as unbalanced as those chants have been in a long time.
The crowd was popping really big tonight, which is good. I like it when the crowd actually gets into the match.
And it could say something that, you know, the show started off hot with the first matchup on the card. See what I did there, Mega? Move us back to the beginning of the show.
You are the king.
Yeah, I am. In the SmackDown Money in the Bank match, we had Kane versus Sin Cara versus Daniel Bryan, Wade Barrett, Cody Rhodes, Justin Gabriel, and the guy from Wendy's. and Sheamus as well was in that match as well. So,
yeah, everybody forgets about Baker.
Yeah. You halfway through it, you said, oh, I forgot he was in the match.
It's because he barely was on camera. He'd come in and probably, like, give somebody a brogue kick or a clothesline or something, and then all of a sudden he'd disappear. Maybe he was just lying on the canvas. I don't know.
But that is... was there a white sheet in the crowd that he kind of blended into?
I have no idea.
For starters, it's just... good thing they didn't use the lighting.
Yeah. It just seemed like one of those things where... that's how Money in the Bank normally works, is you run in, you get your spot out, and then you go, lay on the mat for about 3 minutes. Till your next spot comes up.
Very true. But, Rock, if they had used the mood lighting, Sheamus would look like he had a tan for the first time in his life.
He looked weird on Friday when they used it.
I missed watching his match on Friday.
It was Sheamus versus Sin Cara, and he looked totally weird in that lighting.
I knew it! He's a Martian!
But as you said, everyone would talk about spots and all. That one spot with the ladder and Sin Cara. Whew.
Yeah, I need to get a replay of that to find out what the fuck happened. It looked like he landed on the ladder fine, and then he sort of hunched himself over. And next thing you know, he's laying on the mats on the outside, convulsing.
Was that a good job of overselling the injury?
I think he was trying to cover something worse.
Cover something worse.
Hmm. Because the amount of... how quickly did they get the EMTs out there and usher him backstage? It was like... you could see them. It was like they were, I don't know, Clark Kent or something doing super speed.
Yeah, but it also could have been a way of getting the fan favorite out of the match without actually making him look bad.
You mean the botch machine?
That too. Maybe that's why they got him out of the match. Just keep everyone else from getting hurt.
Sacrifice for the needs of the many.
Which honestly is an unfair comment. Most of the botches I've seen from Sin Cara are due to his opponents, not him.
And you figure this would be the one time where you'd want Sin Cara to do as much as possible to see how he works with all different types of people.
Yeah, well, a little bit hard to work with somebody when there are 3 or 4 20-foot ladders in the ring.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You can't really...
It's not like any of these guys can actually wrestle the ladder and make it look good.
Well, yeah, Jericho's not there.
Exactly. By the way, who won this? Because I thought I saw Daniel Bryan with the briefcase. I might have just been having an epileptic fit, but...
I'm convinced it was a fever dream, and he just, like, stole it from Sheamus and ran off. Like,
yeah.
His pot of gold.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it seemed to me as well. It was like, it wasn't real. Because that would mean that WWE has some sort of faith in Daniel Bryan and want to push him towards a major belt?
Is that them saying wrestling matters?
But wrestling's a dirty word, Rock.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? I said the dirty word.
Go wash your mouth out with soap.
Okay.
do love how in PG WWE world, Vince can call Punk a son of a bitch on live television, but you can't call anyone a wrestler.
Yeah, because that would mean, you know, they would actually acknowledge that what they do is wrestling, which is a sport.
So the question I have for you guys, who stood out to you? Who moved up some rungs on that ladder in this matchup, in your eyes?
I had it down to Sheamus, Kane, or Barrett, because they were doing most of the work in the match. Well, when you could actually see Sheamus, that is. You gotta get the shadows right. It's a bit hard to do that. But, yeah, there wasn't really a major standout in this match, though. Like, everybody had equal amounts of time to go and do their crazy spots and everything else.
Omega?
Truth be told, I didn't get to see this match. I missed almost the first hour.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
I was unconscious, okay?
Well, stop editing and, you know, pay attention.
Unconscious and editing are two different things, Rock.
Well, you were unconscious because you did all this editing.
God, now, if I could somehow perfect sleep editing...
You would be golden.
I actually get shit done.
Yeah, you get shit done at youtube.com/TJOmega.
Or TJOmega.blogspot.com.
Exactly. But, mate, how about all the dives and flips, how they were all choreographed one after another? That came out pretty good. The series of three or four in a row.
Yeah, it was good. And I had to make sure that the logo in the bottom corner said WWE because I thought for a second there I was watching TNA.
This is true. We got more of that later in the show as well. But yes, Daniel Bryan is now the Money in the Bank for SmackDown.
God.
Which makes sense considering Christian is now your WWE champion, or your heavyweight champion, or whatever belt that is.
The world heavyweight champion.
The big gold shiny one.
Yeah, the big gold belt.
The WCW champion. Let's just call it what it is.
Pretty much. Would he be the world champion, or would he actually get be called a world heavyweight champion if he actually won the belt?
He'd be the world champion. They do a Mysterio and drop the heavyweight from the name.
Yeah, but it shows that there's a chance Daniel Bryan might have a future in the company. Just saying.
Really? Well, I suppose they need somebody to job out.
Could he be the first one to not cash in successfully?
Jeez. I recall making that prediction once before, and that's when Swagger completely destroyed my credibility.
Everyone was predicting it with Anderson as well.
Anderson, I would have thought they would have, because they were really high on Ken Kennedy at the time. That's before they found out how injury-prone he was.
Yeah, and then handed the case off to Edge, and Edge went and won the belt again.
That's what Edge does.
The word WWE champion is now trending on Twitter.
Daniel Bryan has been trending all night, up and down.
This is very true. It just shows that people were actually into this show.
Yeah, I'm just happy that Colt Cabana isn't trending.
Oh, give it time. He will.
There were a few chants tonight.
But did you see all the people coming out of the woodwork tonight? You got Punk's mother, you've got Cabana, you had the Insane Clown Posse in the crowd.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in the background during the main event. They got their mugs on camera.
Yeah, big ugly motherfuckers, one in the white shirt, one in the red shirt with, like, white faces.
Yeah. For a match no one cared about is our next match. Kelly Kelly versus Brie Bella.
Be right back, I need to take a piss.
I wanted to get in a nap anyway.
Yeah. This is one you probably are glad you missed, as Kelly won. No surprise there.
She's the only one that actually had a no surprise finish.
Actually, I was expecting them to put it back on the Bellas.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I made that prediction too. But, you know, then again, meh.
In fact, you did pick, you were out of everyone last week, you were the one who picked the ballot to win, so, yeah. Came up short on that prediction, but, Kelly retains, but then we move on to what turned out to be a good big man match, that's all. Some guys leave their feet. Big Show versus Mark Henry, Mace. What'd you think of this match?
It was something I wasn't expecting from these guys. I was expecting the standard big ball match, and they didn't. They sort of gave it, but they didn't. Like, it was actually surprising to see the Big Show and Mark Henry leave their feet. You know, you expect these guys to be firmly planted, and if they were going to go up and do anything, you'd be afraid that the ring would collapse. But then again, they didn't break that one.
Well, there were a few times you thought they might when they were collided in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, but if they rigged the ring to explode like they did with Brock and Big Show, how would you continue the show?
Good point, but I mean, you can end SmackDown with another rematch. Would the ring explode on SmackDown like they did the first time? I don't know. Mark Henry basically at the end destroyed the Big Show, laying him out, a couple of World's Strongest Slams, a couple of splashes. Mark Henry is your winner. And then after the match, he went kind of crazy on the Big Show.
Seemed to be the theme of the night, going crazy after your match.
Mark Henry put the chair on the leg and did the whole big Vader bomb onto the leg of the Big Show. And he got forklifted out of the arena.
Right. Enjoy your time off, Paul.
He's off to go film Knucklehead 2.
Well, he gets run over and he was out 2 weeks. This? Maybe four?
No, he'll be back on Friday.
Think he'll be back on Friday? Even though he's a Raw superstar?
Sure. Why not?
Not like the draft matters anyway.
Exactly.
And then we move on to some more high spots and ladders. And good God, this was a dangerous matchup. The Raw Money in the Bank ladder match, which featured the likes of Rey Mysterio, Alberto Del Rio, Kofi Kingston, Alex Riley, R-Truth, The Miz, Evan Bourne, and Jack Swagger. Did you see this one, Omega?
This one I did see.
What is your beginning impressions of this, how this match started with everyone having a ladder?
Overkill?
A little bit.
Truth's ladder was the best.
Step ladder. I was afraid for a second we were going to get sword fights with the ladders in the middle of the ring.
At the end of the day, that might have been the safest move they've do it to win.
Yeah, that would have been the safest match they could have had with those ladders. Just everyone start. Okay, everyone put ladder around neck. We're gonna do Three Stooges spots.
Mind you, I was surprised that we didn't have R-Truth checking his little step ladder for spiders and then finding one.
Oh man, that would have been classic.
See, if I was in this match, I would have carried a little toy spider in the back pocket. And just like if R-Truth came up to confront me on the ladder, pull out the spider.
Yeah, but spiders have already been pulled out on TV in this past week.
Oh, you don't want to steal an idea from TNA. Oh, for God forbid, they haven't stolen many of yours.
Yeah, true.
But the one dangerous spot we're talking about kind of didn't go the way they had planned, with The Miz coming right down on his leg. Ouch.
It tingled. Just a little bit.
what were you predicting, Maze? ACL or something on Twitter?
Yeah, it could have been his ACL from what they were actually saying on the show as well.
Because his knee, that did not look very good. I think the plan was him for to hit the rope, you know, do that tumble and said he came.
The usual crutch himself on the rope.
Yeah, and he just came straight down onto the ground. That's not good for anyone.
Yeah, that's, yeah, a little bit of ouchies there.
that's a nice picture, Mace.
Yeah, shout out to Santo Loco for finding it.
That's pretty well capped. But, Mace, your overall thoughts of how this matchup transpired?
Bouncy, flippy, oh my god shit. Somebody call in hospital.
Cruise Evan
and
Bourne.
Enjoy your time off, Miz.
Yeah. Someone tell Evan Bourne he went airborne with that shooting star off the ladder.
Somebody shoved rockets up their asses.
It was well done.
You see, Bourne doing the shooting star and Rey Mysterio literally took off like a frickin' rocket. I was expecting him to shoot flames out his ass and go into the stratosphere. Disappear like Team Rocket.
But in the end...
Did you guys miss me?
Yes, we did. For God's sakes, I missed you a lot. In the end, Alberto Del Rio walks out with the Raw Money in the Bank. And then
it is destiny.
It is his destiny. And apparently, as Jersey Girl types in the chat, oh my god, is that Mace?
Hi, no. Jersey. It's not Mace, it's a reasonable facsimile.
We've just gotten Tim to do a really good Australian accent.
It's taken him a long, long time to perfect that impression.
Well, he was there when it was invented.
This is very, very true. But that covers the Raw Money in the Bank match. At this point, it's the bottom of the hour. Let's take our first break of the evening, shall we?
Sure.
When we come back, we'll get into the World Heavyweight Title match, and then the matchup everyone in the world is talking about. CM Punk versus John Cena. We'll break it all down. On the other side of this quick break, you're listening to WrestleTalk Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wednesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the intelligence roll.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a slinky.
Okay, you found a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
This slide. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for paint cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he's smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, you also ducked the free pussy that flew by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase, with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, well, not our, but Shaniqua's following to members, and we all start going, go, 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 go!
Alright, hang on a second. Dun. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm gonna roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LAB Rules, Chapter 7. Subsection 15.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't go in this castle.
For more geekiness, tune into Otaku Talk Live 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Tuesday night, wrestling's biggest names stop by OWW Radio.
Hey, this is World War Animal. This is Rick, the model of Martel.
This is the king of old school, Keith Reno.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G. This is George the Animal Steel.
Tune in as Alan Wojcik and his contributors bring you the online world of wrestling radio, Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern.
If you want some, come get some.
Only on Wild Talk Radio Network on WildTalkRadio.com.
19, you big fat sucker!
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand!
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said she.
If you close your eyes, your life, and make your truth reveal, dreams you never lived and scars never healed. In the darkness, life will take you to the other side. Find me waiting there, you'll see if you just close your eyes.
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to give us a call, please do so. We want to hear your opinions. 267-297-1397, and we'll put your calls live on there as we react to one of the greatest pay-per-views this year, if not the best pay-per-view of the year, or the best pay-per-view in a while, to say the very least. What do you think?
You know, I'd probably have to agree with that.
It's one that from top to bottom, there was nothing you can complain about.
I
complained that there was the women's match on there that was boring as bad shit.
Yeah, there is always something to complain about.
I'm sure we can nitpick something. This is internet radio, after all.
Yeah, if we're not on the internet complaining, what are we doing?
Fapping the pawn.
Very true, but getting back...
You asked?
I know, I did.
Still find something to bitch about.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to bitch about later, most likely, but we'll get into that in a little bit. The matchup, though. Christian versus Randy Orton. I'll throw it to you first, Omega. Overall, general thoughts of how this matchup began?
It's surprising that these, like, going into yet another Orton Christian match, it feels like it should be old hat. Like, I'm not going to see anything new or anything from these two that they haven't done before, but they still continue to put on some damn good matches. And I was perfectly happy with this one, too. And, you know, not just because, you know, Christian walks away with a belt that he most likely won't lose within a week.
You hope not.
I hope not.
You really hope not, but...
I would be surprised if Christian just skips the next plane. You know, if he just said, bad weather, traffic, I hit a blizzard, it's July. I know, it's weird. I can't make the plane.
That Rocky Mountain snow, it's going to kill you. Keep you from flying to wherever they're going for SmackDown.
Rocky Mountain snow.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Well, they got to go fly somewhere. I don't know. He'll make up some excuse.
It's Chicago. The airport's been burned down.
There you go.
Yeah, the Blue Meanie chimed in on Twitter and said, Chicago will be renamed the third city because they burned it down tonight again. That was very well put. Mace, what do you think of the match?
The same thing that I've thought about the last What are we up to?
Four.
Four matches that these guys have had. They put on some very solid matches, tell a nice story, and they actually find interesting ways to do the ending. So, this has pretty much become the staple. If they are going to go at, like, a fifth round, which will more than likely happen at SummerSlam, I want to see them step it up a notch. I've seen your standard, now what do you got?
They gotta do something different, even though every match has been different on its own right. You know, if they could do one more match, it has to... Is this where, like, a feud builds to a, a steel cage match?
Yeah, possibly, but I don't think gimmicks are needed with these two. Like, sure, this one had a stacked deck with the, you know, title changes, hands on the DQ and all that type of shit. But I want to see these guys step it up to the next level in the ring. I know it's a bad thing to say because it's like, oh my god, you know, somebody in the internet is saying that, you know, it's not good enough. What they're doing is good. It's amazing. They put on these top-notch matches time and time again. But after a time, when that becomes the norm, you want them to push themselves to the next level. We are human beings. We never stop learning. We never stop improving upon ourselves. That's what I want to see out of these guys. I want to see them improve. I want to see them push themselves that extra yard.
I'll ask this to you, Omega, first. Is this the best work of Christian's career?
I would say so. He keeps elevating himself, and right now, his performance in the ring definitely works better as a heel than it did as a face. I mean, I like seeing a face Christian, but he's putting on some of the best wrestling matches in his career right now. And it's the quality of his, it's not only just how much he has improved, but it's also the quality of his opponents. And him and Orton just have a chemistry that puts on these really incredible shows.
Now, on the flip side to you, Mace, is this Orton's best work?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say this would be Orton's best work. Like, looking back, his hasn't really put on this level of match in a long time without actually being carried to it. So it's nice to see Randy standing on his own 2 feet and delivering solid matches time and time again.
So you have two guys hitting their stride at the same time. That can only be good for business, correct?
Ka-ching, ka-ching, motherfucker.
But this matchup, the finish to this matchup, I spit in your face and then I kick you in the nuts. Lol.
I do like that he just Orton just went completely insane. It's like not even like voices in his head insane. He just flipped his shit.
The voices in his head went, oh shit, fuck this, we're out.
But yeah.
And Bushwhacker Luke somehow stepped in.
But I'll ask this of both of you. We had Jackie Feist with us in our chat while we were watching the pay-per-view. And she mentioned something that I actually agreed with, and to be honest, she and I didn't agree on much tonight.
No, this is really true.
But I did agree with the fact that she said Orton needs new music. You guys feel the same?
I don't think so.
I don't know. It still plays to his character. I still think it fits him pretty well. I mean, Orton is one of Orton as a face is one of those faces that didn't really change who he was in order to become a face. You know, he just changed the direction is all. So the song still fits him as well as it did when they first started using it for him.
Yeah, I suppose you got a point. Anyway, continue, Rock. You're leading the show.
Yes, I'm leading the show. I was letting you, you know, debate your theme music question. If you guys think that he should change his theme, what do you guys think it should be? Give us some tweets at twitter.com/wildtalkradio. Tell us in the chat room as you're listening on the show. But the finish, the kick to the nads, and Christian became your world heavyweight champion. I guess everyone saw that one coming, right, Omega? The idea of Christian having all the advantages in this matchup, you knew a title change was going to occur.
Well, not necessarily. WWE really likes to add on those huge stipulations and let their hero overcome them.
Yes, but John Cena wasn't in this match.
Okay, point. But I've seen them do it with plenty others besides just Cena, though.
Well, that's true.
That's kind of one of their go-to things.
Yes, but if Christian didn't win, his character would have been... where?
In that forgotten little area where we know Vince McMahon likes to keep him. That's the one thing that always has me going, well, this is never going to be Christian's moment because, you know, the boss doesn't want him to have moments. I would like to think that, given how much attention he's had in the last few months and how much he has been pushed as a credible title, not only a title contender, but now a title holder, I would hope that, you know, there's some confidence building backstage for the guy. Because as long as he has been in the WWE, I mean, outside of a little hop to TNA for a while, he does deserve some kind of recognition and some kind of push for it.
He does seem to be getting that, don't you think, Mace?
Yeah. Mind you, it's taken the heel turn that I predicted to make it happen.
But that's not just a bad thing. That could turn out to be a good thing for him.
Well, as Omega said, you know, it took the heel turn and he actually... works better as a heel than he does as a face.
Well, you saw that in his last run. He worked really good as a heel before he left for TNA.
He went where? Nobody remembers that.
No one remembers that.
I remember he started to get the kind of... Well, he's supposed to be a heel, but he's starting to go... But they're starting to really like him. Kind of respect over on Raw. So immediately they shoot him over to SmackDown and turn him full-blown heel, and it really goes nowhere.
Good point. It's just WWE creative, and we'll talk more about WWE creative later in the show. But in the end, Christian is your champion. Didn't look like a champion as he was helped out of the ring. Or to the back after being RKO'd not once, but twice on a table.
What IKEA store did they get that Spanish announcer's table from?
I know.
Somebody reinforced that thing tonight.
No kidding.
Because it's a Spanish announce table. Every time, anytime they show it, it has to be used, right? Has to break at least.
They must have switched the announce tables.
Well,
they
maybe.
Must have got them mixed up when they were making them.
Yeah, they set him up backwards.
But yes, Christian is your world heavyweight champion on SmackDown, and we all hope, the consensus is, that it goes past Friday night.
It would be nice.
It would
Christian,
be nice.
Hey, I'm happy Christian's champion, Hooker by Crook.
And tonight it was Hooker by Crook. And then, speaking of Hooker by Crook, it was your main event of the evening. CM Punk versus John Cena. Mace, your take on just the build-up to the matchup and how it all started off.
The build to the match has been absolutely phenomenal. You know, and nine-tenths of it has been Punk's work on the mic. And... it was surprising to see that they didn't give him the mic at the start of this match, giving him one last promo before he disappears into the night like Batman. But I'm still, here it is, you know, it's been, what, 3/4 of an hour since we watched that match. I'm still trying to work out the words to describe this because I haven't been this into a match since the triple threat of Mania, WrestleMania 20. You know, I'm not an overly animated guy when it comes to, our chat when these things happen, but tonight I was going batshit insane. I thought for a second I was Will. But, yeah, every time they kick out of each other's finish or the reverses had happened, I was digging it, man. This match had the hallmarks of one of the greatest matches in recent WWE history. And the scariest thing is, it was John Cena who didn't do the same old shit. We didn't have the ray of sunlight coming down from the heavens and hitting Superman for the charge up. It happened, but then Punk got out of it.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And the amount of, a reverse of the STF you into a very weird looking Anaconda Vice. I'm going, tap, bitch, tap! Yeah. I felt like a mark for the first time in nearly 10 years. It was awesome.
It really, really was. Omega, your opinions on the match? That's where Mace left it. Up to that point, what are your thoughts?
Even the build up that wasn't Punk for this match, I thought was so well handled because you had all these little elements and tropes that we're used to with the WWE. Like when Vince says, if Punk walks out of the building, the WWE champion, Cena, is fired. You know, every time you hear that, something in the back of your internet fan head goes, but he didn't say Cena loses. He said if Punk walks out, and this is Money in the Bank night. You know, there were so many little things and so many little opportunities where you knew they could have swerved so easily. So freaking easily. And I'm, you know, if you're calling for the screw job, they play off of that, but they didn't take advantage of it. Someone cashing in at the last second of the night, they played off of that, but they didn't use it. And the fact that they started all the pre-match promos for this match at the top of the hour, you know, 10 o'clock, and the graphic for Punk versus Cena comes up. I mean, everything in me was expecting this to be, okay, it's a 20-minute fest, and then we're going to burn up both Money in the Banks with Vince trying to get the belt back off of Punk. And God damn it, while we have the chance, we're finally going to get Punk versus Daniel Bryan. And the match that came up as a result was all the more a surprise for it. Not only was Cena having a, you know, the match of his career, and Punk, you know, Punk was on point the whole match, and it went far longer than I thought, far better than I thought. It really was, like May said, it was the first time where, okay, I can get behind this. Like, I can be a stupid fan again and just really enjoy this because I have no idea what they're going to do.
You didn't know what they were going to do and you didn't give a shit.
No.
Everyone had predictions. Everyone thought, okay, this is how it's going to go. This is how it's going to go. And
everyone was wrong.
Everyone. Well, I did tell Spug the other right after Raw that to make this angle work, Punk had to leave Chicago as champion. But you didn't think it would happen.
You didn't think it would happen because it's, you know, that's how WWE's playbook usually rolls. You know, but it seems like all night they were kind of trying to intentionally play against that and go the opposite direction.
Yeah, it was the build up. It was the, you know, if Punk leaves, Cena's fired. Which, by the way, bye Cena. enjoy your week off like you did last time.
But the question is, before you continue, has he left Chicago yet with the title? There's 8 minutes.
It's if he left the arena.
No, he said left. No, he said if he leaves Chicago.
I distinctly heard if he leaves the arena.
It doesn't. Technically, as soon as the match was over, that's Punk leaving Chicago and using quotes there. It's not like he had an 11:30 flight sitting there at the airport.
They were making a point of it at the end of the night because, they had the cameras following Punk as he was walking out of the arena. They did intentionally play to that element. But I don't think anyone had this down in their betting pool that not only would Punk go over, relatively clean, but they would fake the Money in the Bank cash in that everyone was expecting.
They played up to everyone's predictions.
Oh yeah.
I was waiting for Vince to try and jump into the crowd to try and get the belt back. As I would have loved to have just seen the wall of humanity that would have formed. Because that's probably the smartest thing, like security or not, that's the smartest thing Punk could do in that situation was jump into the crowd. Because they would protect the shit out of him.
Yeah. That was the one fear I had, is if we started hearing theme musics of any, if we started hearing, Daniel Bryan's music or Del Rio's music and them charging to the ring, it would, the whole fact of Punk in this whole thing is how smart he has been and how psychological he has been. If you had kept him in the ring catching his breath, for any longer than he did, it would have completely destroyed that character that they had been building this whole time. The fact that he ran the fuck out, that's exactly what Punk should have done in that situation.
This is very true, and to make this angle work, where does he show up? Does he show up at Raw? Or does he show up in an indie show? Does he show up at Ring of Honor? Does he show up in New Japan with the WWE Championship?
I'd say he's probably going to end up on Raw tomorrow night just to rub it in their faces. He'll somehow get a live microphone and be in the crowd.
Someone did inform me that Punk was advertised for Raw.
Well, yeah, but I can also go to a Spug phone call last week saying, oh, he's advertised for the September 18th show in Cleveland. So.
Okay, point.
you just don't know what to believe. You would think he, shows up tomorrow, but he was done, according to what everyone is saying. He was done after tonight.
See, I don't remember who said it, but I think it might have been either Rock or Jackie who said this, that Punk comes to Raw to gloat. He's in the crowd with, either a live mic or a megaphone, and he starts one of his rants. Cena's in the ring, and it goads him into one more match with the belt on the line.
Yeah, I can see that, but
you do have the
or have him signing a new contract.
Well, you do have the easy way out of that, of the rematch clause. If he's there that night and Cena's can still cash that in.
But Punk's not under contract. He really doesn't need to agree. There is no rematch clause.
This is where the gloating comes in.
Yeah, that's where the gloating comes in. He's not, under contract. There is no rematch. And then again,
you show him being so smart tonight, you'd have to turn around and make him look stupid by accepting that challenge.
But then again, John Cena was supposed to be fired.
Mind you, alright, very, very extremely theoretical situation here.
Go for it.
When is Ring of Honor's next show?
See, I looked this up, and it's not till August.
How far into August?
This is where I'm going to go to their website right now, live on the air, because I can't remember when exactly it is. Their next one is August 13 in Chicago.
Because I'm seeing something along the lines of Punk cutting promos or something saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go back in the ring. I'm taking this belt to Ring of Honor. He rocks up on the Ring of Honor show, and I don't know who the head of Ring of Honor is at the moment, or at least the figurehead anyway. They come out and they say, okay, Punk, you've now signed with us. We've got a special opponent for you. Out comes John Cena.
Ooh.
Takes the belt off Punk on a Ring of Honor show, bolts out of the arena, because believe me, the Ring of Honor crowd had eaten him alive, and comes back to Raw with the belt, and Vince reinstates Cena. But, a lot like the Mike Awesome Taz situation back in ECW.
That is such a dangerous little play, though.
It would be awesome.
ROH does have a TV deal now. You are technically advertising a competitor that way. Not to mention what you. Not to mention what you said. Ring of Honor would tear Cena apart.
But think about it, and the parent figurehead I think is Jim Cornette as the executive producer of Ring of Honor. Just think about that, but if you think about that scenario, that would work and play up to everything. Now I want to see that happen just to see it happen.
I'm sorry, I put a good idea in everybody's heads.
He kind of did, because I thought, okay, let him show up at Ring of Honor with the title. I didn't think of what to do with him after that point.
But honestly, listen to us. When have we speculated WWE's plans this much? How eager is everyone to see Raw tomorrow night and figure out where the hell this is gonna go?
I know there'll be a lot of butts in seats for 9 o'clock on the USA Network, tuning into Monday Night Raw.
I know, I'll be watching via my less than legal stream.
Yeah. Exactly, but, 9 o'clock, everyone tunes in, and then Kelly opens the show.
Kelly should open SmackDown, goddammit.
Okay, coming off of this incredibly hot pay-per-view, one of the best we put on in years, it's not a WrestleMania, Michael Cole promo.
Yeah, everyone I know will be tuned in to Monday Night Raw tomorrow. And who opened the show? Vince McMahon? You would guess?
No, Cena. Cena opens the show. Vince comes out, fires him on the spot. QCM Punk promo. You want to open the show hot, that's how you do it.
Huh. You don't even do a Punk promo. You have John Cena walk out of the arena, okay? He's with his bags, he heads to his car, and then you just see, have Punk sitting on the car with a megaphone. Or just sitting on the car, holding up the title. Just taunting him with it.
Not even that. You know how usually at the backstage they have parts that are cautioned off, and you'll have fans standing around the backstage area?
Uh-huh.
You have a crowd of fans, and in the middle is Punk. With the belt. In casual clothes. He doesn't even say a word until Cena's about to get in his car. And then you have Cena jump the barrier and try to fight him off, but Punk runs and gets away.
That would actually
the cat and mouse game would be awesome between these two, and I could see that going for a month. It doesn't matter if Punk resigns or not. Get that boy to sign extension after extension, please.
There's part of me that actually wants to see Del Rio absolutely lose his shit over this. Because it is his destiny to win the WWE Championship, and now it's not there.
And nobody's paying attention to him either.
Like, I so want to see him, like, stalking Punk at his home, at the mall, the movies, with a ref at him, at his side the whole time. Just a ref and the briefcase. All times. Like, you know, like it's the 24/7 rule.
I'd like to see the in the mall bit. Not so much stalking him at the home, because then that just becomes too silly. But it's like, even if you have to set it up, you set up some sort of, like, signing with some indie guys or something, and Punk's there with the belt, and just in the line comes Del Rio, and he puts the case down in front of Punk. And just some small promo or something. There's a million and one ways to go with this, and my mind is buzzing with ideas, but I just want to see where they go.
Is this the first time you're actually wondering what's going to happen next?
It is. It's one of those times where... Okay, here's the thing. You've got us here, you know, Spug, wherever the hell he is, probably drunk off his ass. Tim, quote-unquote, working on his street corners. $2 a minute, people. And you've got, you know, JJ, Trey, and all them, they're gonna have their own predictions, Marsh is gonna have his predictions, everybody on the planet has their ideas of what they want to see or what they hope will happen. I can guarantee you, not one of them is caring about those thoughts right now, they just want to see where this goes.
It's going to be something to see, and... Like, last year with the Nexus, okay, the first week we were all excited... Second week, okay. Third week, it started to run its course. We're now a month or so into this. This has legs. If done right.
This has legs because we don't know what Punk's situation is. If we found out tomorrow that he has signed a new contract, that pulls the legs out from under this. It's the unknown factor of Punk's contract status as to what's keeping this going.
And it helped by the fact that they were in Chicago, because I don't think this would have worked anywhere else.
Very true.
That crowd helped build it, the anticipation for it, helped build the match itself. Let's see, Wrestle Fanatic says, CM Punk needs to have a ticket to sit on, to Raw, sit there with the belt on the show, right in the front row. But that's typical.
You've got him with it, you've got him in arm's reach of Cena. You don't want that to happen. You want him halfway up the crowd. You want him have him far enough away that a chase can happen so Punk can escape. Because at this point, it's going to be dangling the carrot in front of the horse.
I'd like to see him up in, like, the VIP booth, where it's very easy for the crowd to see him, easy to put a mic on him and show off the belt, and then just have Cena storm it by surprise right in the middle.
Now, just thinking about the entire thing, I have a feeling the show's going to go, Vince McMahon has invited CM Punk to Monday Night Raw. Predictable WWE.
Yeah.
That's predictable WWE.
That is predictable WWE. Unfortunately, tonight was the night that wasn't all that easy to predict.
Which is a really good thing.
And by the way, Wrestling Tonight, we're not saying Cena doesn't get fired. He is going to be fired. He'll be fired on Raw tomorrow night. But there'll be something that happens either week after or down the track. He's not going to actually fire Cena. We all know this is fired with air quotes.
Because they already have their WrestleMania main event planned.
Exactly.
Dwayne needs an opponent.
Give him CM Punk.
We'll talk more about Dwayne in a little bit, too. Jersey Girl says, Cena gets fired because after the horror movie, WWE offered Punk. Uh, if you really want to go there with the punk thing, you know, I don't really know if all the facts that they put out on the internet are true. You know, how he was offered a movie and turned it down, how he was offered 5 years and turned it down. You just don't know. It's people speculating.
Yeah.
But that's the good thing about tonight. We're speculating on the WWE product. We want to know what's happening next.
We have interest, damn it!
And we haven't said that for a while. It's something to talk about. It's relevant again. It's in the social media. It's in the social. It's water cooler talk.
Something about tonight was just different. I had people talking to me about this pay-per-view that I didn't even know had ever watched wrestling or had any interest in wrestling.
To give you an idea of how much this event has got people talking, I'm getting text messages on my phone while we're on the air of friends of mine who are going, dude, do you have a copy of Money in the Bank yet? I want to see this pay-per-view. I have people trying to get a hold of me because, well, let's face it, I do get these pay-per-views via less than legal means. Oh, let's not beat around the fucking bush.
Kayfabe! Kayfabe!
Oh, stick your kayfabe up your ass. Let's just pull the fucking honesty card out here. 9/10 of the people listening either watch this on an illegal stream or they're going to get a torrent later.
Yeah, shit, he's going punk.
Oh, no. What are we going to do his first night back and he goes crazy on us?
No,
when the hell did you turn heel in the last month?
2 weeks ago when I realized that I was in a class full of lesser minds and I made them know that fact very straightforwardly. But, look, people are going to get a hold of this. They're not going to wait, you know, 2-3 months to get it on DVD. Sure, the DVD sales for that are going to be through the fucking roof. But in the meantime, everybody's going to want a copy. They don't care how they get it. People want to see this match. People are talking about this match. That goes to show how much WWE have put on one hell of a feud leading into this show. And they deserve every credit under the fucking sun for it.
But in the end, they have put all of these eggs in a basket that is going to leave.
But we don't know if he's actually leaving or not. That's the brilliance of it.
We will probably find out more about it tomorrow night, and then next Sunday when we're live at 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll be like, holy fuck, they screwed this up.
It's the WWE. We'll be disappointed eventually.
Exactly. Let's go around the horn. Final grade, Mace.
Good on you. You do that just as I've taken a mouthful of chips.
Well, you're the one who brought up the final grade portion of the program.
Yeah, I know. This one, getting an A, the only thing really keeping it from an A+ was the piss-poor Davis match. The women have brought it down, unfortunately. But hey, it's an A. When was the last time we gave a wrestling pay-per-view an A around this joint?
We gave WrestleMania a C, if not that.
Exactly.
Omega.
This is Money in the Bank. This is like, this last year we were putting this as the equivalent to the Great American Bash and downgrading the hell out of it. this year, I'm giving it an A straight off the bat, better than WrestleMania.
But I think a big part of that is the fact that WrestleMania, you expect it to be the best show of the night. So if it's, you know, disappointing the way a normal pay-per-view would be disappointing, it's amplified. You know, it would seem worse in your head because it's supposed to be freaking WrestleMania. That said, same grade, A. This was a decent Divas match away from being an A+ all the way. But you know, even then, you know, it's a Divas match. It's not like you expected it to be great anyway.
And it's not like they stunk up the joint. They had an average match.
Yeah, but it was an average match amongst a lot of really good matches.
Yeah. But I'm with you guys.
Average didn't cut it tonight.
Yeah, average didn't cut it. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm giving this pay-per-view an A, and I have a feeling this is going to do well in the buy rates, because every wrestler you can think of was on Twitter tonight talking about the show. It says something. If the people in the business are interested, the fans are interested. You usually don't see everyone going, need to check this out, need to check that out. Everyone was checking out the show. Everyone was waiting to see this show happen. And I think it delivered. Hey, the Spug's back with us. Give us your overall opinions of the entire show. We know what you thought of Punk and Cena. What
I
about
thought the whole thing was solid.
Right.
I thought the whole show was solid. Even the women's match was solid.
Right. What did you think of the Battle of the Big Men?
That was my piss break match.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Big Show actually left his feet a couple times.
I did see that. The part... The ending, I thought... The ending, I thought, with Henry coming off the middle rope... And onto the chair, I was like, oh my god, he really just crushed his ankle. Because that looked bad.
He's got a family, damn it!
Well, no, I mean, come on. That looked bad.
Right.
And so, that was the only part of that match where I went, eh, I don't know.
You just don't really know.
Yeah, that was the only part I thought that looked bad.
What'd you think of Wharton and Christian?
That was really good. Really, really, really good.
Spug, overall grade of the show.
B+.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot lower than everyone else had.
I give it a B+ simply because of the amount of, I don't want to say botches, but missed opportunities and spots in the ladder matches. They were good. They were really good. But there was a couple of times where I went, oh, that really fucked up, you know, what looks like it would have been the real ending.
Mainly The Miz?
Mm-hmm. Alberto Del Rio and Rey's mask.
That was just kind of sad to just see everything just kind of slowly slump over after that spot.
Yeah.
Because that was a good spot to, you know, it's different than just knocking over the ladder and knocking them back down to the mat.
Mm-hmm.
But when the ladders just started to slowly tip, just, oh no. That went wrong.
Anyway,
No silence. I start to freak out.
Anyway, you know, fuck news, fuck great debate. Let's go straight to quick hits. Let's get the hell out of here before Rock rides again.
Next week we'll return with the great debate. Right now it's time for quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Alright, we're going to do this quick, fast, and, you know, get this over with. Omega, what is your favorite ladder match of all time?
God, that's one I have to think about. It's probably still the original with Shawn and Razor, though I can only say it's original because Tim's not here.
What, he's going to say that's some match with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels with the original? Or something in Stampede Wrestling?
Yeah.
Stampede Wrestling was the very first ladder match.
Yeah, well... He's not here to, you know, make that claim, so we'll go.
Actually, if I really want to get Tim's goat, the very first ladder match happened over in Britain.
Okay, Mace, do you like the Bound for Glory series?
No, confusing as all hell.
You can follow along how basic and simple they're trying to make things?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, 7 points for a win, 8 points for a submission, 22 points for sucking off leader. I don't understand why you need a point system to say who's going to Bound for Glory. We all know it's Hulk Hogan's going to walk in there and battle Sting.
I called that months ago.
Hey, I called CM Punk winning about a month and a half ago, didn't I?
Yeah, yes you did. And I told you, like I told you on Monday, to make the angle work, he had to leave.
With the belt.
Mm-hmm. Now back to you, Spug. What is the one thing you want to hear talked about? One match you want to see in the final Stone Cold DVD?
The one match that I want to see?
Yes.
The one thing I want to hear talked about that doesn't get brought up enough is I want to hear about the confrontation that he had with Eric Bischoff after the firing. Because there was a report years ago about the first time that Bischoff showed up in WWE after WCW had been bought out, and there was a bit of a confrontation between Stone Cold and Bischoff. Still, many years later, over the way Austin was fired and what Bischoff had said to him when he fired him. I want to hear that, and the match that I most want to see is Austin versus Taker from SummerSlam.
98.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Omega. Here's a question for you to ponder, and maybe you have an answer, because it's an age-old question. Why do superheroes wear their underwear on the outside of their clothes? Can you explain this one to me?
I'd love to be able to.
You have no idea why they do it?
I always figured it was a third layer.
Their like, dick's that big, they need extra protection.
Sure, that explains the female heroes, too. I always figured it was a third layer because, personally, if I was fighting interdimensional aliens, you know, 100-foot-tall flaming demons, and constantly getting thrown into mountains, I'd crap myself more than once.
Okay. Spug, what type of car best describes your personality?
What type of car?
Yes, what type of car best describes your personality?
1971 Hemi Cuda.
And why is that?
Sleek enough to look good in any situation and strong enough to pull fucking anything. It's got torque and power, baby.
Well, there you have it. And Mace, finally, it's been, what, a month since you've been on the show last?
Pretty much.
What has been the biggest beef with wrestling that you've had in the last month? We'll give you 60 seconds to bitch about anything that you've seen in wrestling for the last month. Go for it.
I know the answer to this, because he bitched about it at me the other night.
To be honest, I can't remember what the hell I bitched at you about last night, about the other night, Spug.
I don't. It just culminated tonight.
The fact that I couldn't talk about CM Punk's promos. Well, I've already bitched about that earlier on the show. But an actual gripe? The closest I've got with that is the way TNA are handling Sting. This whole Joker angle, I reckon it's stupid. Didn't need to take the character in that direction, and it's done nothing but, you know, okay, yeah, Sting's got the belt back once again, screwing over a guy who's actually working his ass off, despite the fact that I'm still not a fan of his.
you know,
basically TNA booking is still my biggest gripe in wrestling. But then again, it's TNA. Since when doesn't their booking piss people off? But you know what? I don't want to be pissed off. I'm still happy about Punk and that awesome match. I'm going to go watch it again. So, meh.
It's already on YouTube.
That doesn't surprise me.
I will commend.
Sucked and go to bed.
On that note, we should wrap up Wrestle Talk Radio, whatever this turned into being on the archive.
Thank you. Very abridged edition.
Very abridged edition. Well, we got our main points out. We talked good and we talked long.
Let's face it, nothing else but the pay-per-view mattered tonight.
Not really. It really didn't matter. We covered it all and, you know, WTR abridged. Pretty much. Tuesday night, we welcome back Mace to Online World of Wrestling Radio, and these are the superstars we have for you. Johnny Cashmere and Chance Profit.
Yeah, guess what? The people who have actually been following me on Facebook or whatever know that there is a particular bar that I've been planning to go to. I didn't get to go to the opening on the weekend, so guess where I'm going instead of being on OWW Radio.
Manabar!
Yes, going to the Manabar. I'm going to get pissed and play video games.
Alright, so Alan doesn't have you this week. He's going to shed a tear.
Oh, boo-hoo.
But tune in for Online World Wrestling Radio. We have many guests in the line, including Maria Kanellis and Rikishi, coming up in the next few weeks. So those should be good.
Yes.
Wednesday night, you will make your return to Otaku Talk Live.
I have been informed that I really should come back to OTL.
If you do not come back to OTL, there will be no OTL this week. That's plain and simple.
Looks like I'll be on OTL this week.
Hooray!
Omega has games.
Doing news.
Omega has games for us to play with you.
I have games.
Yay!
Good. Means I don't have to look for news. Yay!
No, still look for news. Because you never know how those games turn out. Check out often. You never know when we're going to have DJ Night, CB Radio this Saturday night, midnight-ish. Is there a UFC strike or something this Saturday?
I think there's a UFC this weekend. I'm not sure. Or something.
There's something. So stay tuned to twitter.com/wildtalkradio and facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork and you'll know when we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, the gang will be back doing Wrestle Talk Radio and we'll have a full 2 hours, I promise.
Yep.
Yes. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Knock on wood, we'll have 2 hours of Wrestle Talk Radio next Sunday night. So for the Smug Guy, Mace, and Omega, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next week, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.